Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States has accused Russia of being reckless and unprofessional after alleging a Russian fighter jet forced a US surveillance drone to crash into the Black Sea. Washington has summoned the Russian ambassador for an explanation. Moscow denies hitting the drone and has given a different account, as Steve Rosenberg reports.
We have heard from the Russian Defence Ministry, which issued a statement on this incident a short while ago, and we have two very different versions of events. Some very strong language from the Americans, unsafe, unprofessional, reckless. Interestingly, in its statement, the Russian Defence Ministry sort of ignored all of that. It confirmed it had scrambled fighter jets after detecting this American drone over the Black Sea. And according to the statement, the Russian jets did not come into contact with the American drone. Russia claims that the unmanned aircraft sort of went out of control, lost altitude, and crashed into the sea.
More than 200 people are now known to have died in Malawi and Mozambique when Tropical Storm Freddy struck the countries for a second time at the weekend. Rescue workers warn the number of fatalities is likely to rise as they reach areas destroyed by landslides and flooding. The former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has accused the authorities of acting outside the law in trying to arrest him. He told the BBC the law of the land no longer held in Pakistan. Earlier, police clashed with Mr. Khan's supporters outside his home in Lahore as they went to detain him.
We had taken bail, protective bail, till the 18th. So on 14th, there was no reason why they should have come to arrest me. And the worry is that this is all malafide. What I would want in Pakistan is rule of law. And rule of law means simply whoever breaks the law should be punished. Now, whether it is someone in my party or someone against me or opponent, they should all be subject to the law of the land.
The information minister says the government has nothing to do with the arrest and the arrest has nothing to do with elections, with the police only complying with the orders of the court. President Biden has signed a new executive order on gun control to try to reduce the number of mass shootings in the United States. Mr. Biden wants to close loopholes in the law.
This executive order helps keep firearms out of dangerous hands. As I continue to call on Congress to require background checks for all firearm sales. And in the meantime, my executive order directs my Attorney General to take every lawful action possible to move us as close as we can to universal background checks without new legislation. It's just common sense.
The new executive order is designed to tighten background checks and require checks during every gun sale. BBC News. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ethiopia to assess the implementation of the peace deal that ended the country's civil war. The two-year civil war between Ethiopia's federal government and the regional Tigrayan administration is thought to have claimed more than 500,000 lives. The BBC's senior Africa correspondent Anne Soy takes a look at where things stand today.
Tigray is on the mend. Since the guns fell silent, humanitarian aid began to flow, electricity and banking were restored, but much more still needs to be done. Many of the displaced are yet to be resettled. Rights groups are calling for justice. Their monitors and the media have very little access to Tigray. A political process is underway to re-establish the region's administration. Rebuilding destroyed infrastructure will, however, be daunting. The federal government estimates it will cost $20 billion. The long road to recovery is on, but many challenges lie on the way.
The Greek government says rail traffic will resume gradually from next week, more than 3 weeks after the deadliest train crash in the country's history. 57 people were killed when a passenger train and a freight train collided in central Greece last month. Rail traffic was immediately halted after the crash as the Greek authorities started an investigation into how it happened. Bolivia and Colombia have urged the United Nations to remove the coca leaf from its list of prohibited narcotics. Coca is banned under international treaties because it's the raw material for the production of cocaine. But the leaf has been used for centuries by indigenous people in the Andes as a traditional medicine and ritual sacrament. World football's governing body, FIFA, has changed its plans for the format of the 2026 World Cup following the success of last year's tournament in Qatar. The competition will still expand to 48 countries, but will stick to groups of four rather than three. BBC News.